This message not brought to you by the New Jersey Council on Tourism. Attention home invaders, carjackers, gang members. Thinking about taking a working vacation? Why not visit New Jersey this summer? Our sandy beaches are inviting. A perfect place to let the family scavenger hunt for discarded syringes while you ply your trade in peace and comfort. Worried about getting shot by your victim while robbing, raping, and pillaging? No problem. We've got laws against that. In New Jersey, law-abiding citizens are required to run and cower when you kick in their door. And if they harm you in any way, we'll arrest and prosecute them on your behalf. Plus, if you're injured while committing a crime, New Jersey law allows you to sue your victim in court and take whatever they've got left. And in the rare case that you're apprehended by police while committing your crime, New Jersey's famous catch-and-release policy guarantees you'll be back with your homies in time for dinner. What other state gives you that kind of freedom? And here's the best part. New Jersey has over 9 million victims just waiting for you. And with only 1,900 carry permits, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than encounter a law-abiding armed citizen here in the Garden State. Heck, we're even making it illegal for our citizens to own plastic toy guns. In the mood for adventure? Head to Atlantic City, where we make it easy for you to rob and kill tourists in the comfort of our indoor parking lots. Then head inside to the casino, where you can parlay your winnings into a jackpot. There's even free booze. And don't forget the Wildwoods, famous beaches and boardwalk, where clueless Canadian tourists gather in numbers for your entertainment and profit. Fleece a few while the kids enjoy the famous boardwalk fries, cotton candy, or a ride on the Ferris wheel. And if you're new to the game or just want to sharpen your skills, New Jersey cities offer a great opportunity to meet fellow criminals and gain valuable professional experience in a crime-friendly environment. Plan your trip around any of our thousands of state political fundraisers and learn from the best. Bring the gang and wear your colors with pride. New Jersey's open for business. Chosen by 18 of the 19 9/11 hijackers as the perfect place to hide out. New Jersey, the criminal's paradise. Come see for yourself.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we've got another busy week. What the hell is going on in this state, Ant?
Mass robberies, rape, and pillaging.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. It looks like a war zone out there.
We have a guest in the studio. You want to introduce him?
Yeah. It is my buddy Dean from Prism Electronics. He was doing a job right up the street from the studio and stopped in, and we snagged him and dragged him in here.
On the same block as Gun for Hire headquarters. Welcome, yeah. Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
You know, this was purely coincidental that Dean stopped by, but today's article in the paper... A rash of burglaries in the Wayne area.
It's getting so it's not even news anymore, right?
60 burglaries in 6 weeks, Dean. 10 a week?
10 a week. Commonplace.
Commonplace now. And the phones are ringing off the hook. Now, they caught two of the shitbags this week. And they rammed a cop car. They were driving a car with fictitious plates.
Yeah, how's that?
Plates.
Right, isn't that great?
Four or five fled the car, and they apprehended two all-night search with dogs through Passaic County and such, okay? And they grabbed two of the guys. Two or three are still at large. Now, talking to Dean before, imagine getting up this morning to take your kids to school or your wife takes a garbage bag outside, and there's a shit bag waiting in hiding from the
cops. Your car. Right up by the garbage cans.
What if you didn't lock the car in the driveway and he's hiding in there all night and now your wife gets in a car to drive away? This is where you have to be vigilant. Now, Dean, you're installing a lot of alarm systems for listeners. I get a lot of feedback. How many people that aren't listeners are you installing alarms after the fact?
Just about everybody.
After the fact.
Amazing, after the fact.
I'm a perfect example, right?
Sandy got robbed and then got an alarm.
And then Dean came the next day.
Okay. And it all started from there.
And it started from there.
But do you find, like, the police are saying, make sure you set your alarm. Don't keep your valuables within view of your window. Make it look like your house is occupied. For us listeners, this is simple stuff. Dean, what tips can you share? Or what can you tell people listening? What should they, besides calling Dean at PrismElectronics.com for an alarm, what tips can you share? Like turning an alarm on or anything else like that?
Yeah, first, if you don't have an alarm, get one, of course. Make sure you keep your lights on in your outside of your house. I think that's a good start.
Timers too.
Timers.
Yeah,
for your lights
inside. Yeah, we were
just
talking about that off air. But, about keeping the lights on.
And we talked about the big box guys who, like Corey Vaughn said, for $99 they put one sensor and a keypad in your house.
Yeah.
But there's a downturn to that too. Don't they usually have problems with their central station?
Sometimes they do. That's not uncommon.
You were telling me a story. Off air, that was really kind of interesting about when there was a break-in. It was somebody who had a big box system in there. What happened in that thing?
That's correct. And I'm not going to name the name, of course.
No, of course not.
I will, but go ahead.
What happened to these people was they had an alarm with another company. They got broke into. Some things were stolen, and that was about it. Right. 2 days later, they got a knock on the door at, it was like 11:30 at night. Somebody looking for somebody who didn't live there kind of thing. Long story short, while the husband was downstairs. Answering the door.
Mm-hmm.
The wife was upstairs getting ready to dial the police. As she was doing that, somebody jumped. And another perpetrator jumped in through the window on the second floor while she was upstairs.
So they double teamed them, right? I mean, they came in. They came, and it's the same people, right? Came back to rob them again.
They came back 2 nights later.
Yeah. But while one guy's kicking the door in downstairs and overtaking the husband, somebody's climbing through the second story window.
Right.
So the woman goes to call 911.
She starts screaming, of course. This is what the story I was told. She started screaming. She got on the phone. She was dialing 911. She was pressing the panic button at the same time. The call never was made.
Now everything's conflicting.
Everything was conflicting.
So there, because the big box stores hook you up to the regular telephone line,
Correct. She's
on the telephone line and jamming the
button. She had an open line, so it wasn't going to the central station.
Right.
That's correct.
So now
that's what $99 gets you.
That's exactly what $99 gets you. Yeah.
And that's a home invasion there, even though we have no statute for it in New Jersey.
Well,
that would be a home invasion.
No, it's a very aggressive burglary.
An aggressive burglary. But 60 robberies in 5 weeks, if this is not
exactly right.
A reason to get your ass up and call Dean and get an alarm system.
And everybody thinks they can't afford it. It's really not expensive.
You want to lose personal possessions. You want to lose the watch your grandfather had.
Right.
And you want that feeling, a lot of our listeners like Ed Leung and everybody, you want that feeling of violation. Sandy, can you share with us that feeling of violation?
It's unbelievable.
How well did you sleep that first night?
Oh, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
You sit up at night with a shotgun on your lap,
waiting
for them to come back.
And there, Dean just told us a story where they came back.
Yes, exactly. And let me tell you, because Detective Max said, hey, I've seen this happen all the time. They could come back. The local cops are like, oh, no, I've never seen that, but I've got Barney and Andy in my town.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't. They're completely overwhelmed. We've talked to Detective Mack about this. The state police, the county police departments, the town police are completely overwhelmed by the number of burglaries that are happening.
You know, it's getting to the point now where you really can't even not afford to have an alarm, and you have to make a 50-50 decision because cameras are almost becoming a necessity now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have cameras in my businesses. I have cameras in my house. I've used them numerous times to catch people doing stuff, illegal, break-ins, graffiti, or whatever. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I didn't have cameras at my house. And you're doing more camera jobs, right, Dean? Commercial and residential?
Yeah, it's taken off.
And you do a lot of school systems, a lot of the charter schools and private school systems.
Yeah, we do a lot of private schools, a lot of charter schools, you know, a lot of commercial work. Commercially, they really understand the value of the camera system.
And you were saying it's all of a sudden it spiked because of all the crime that's going on. You guys out there, you got to understand, you're only hearing 0.1% of what's going on.
These guys, they're robbing. The four or five have been in a car with an out-of-state plate. If a cop didn't pass them and see a Maryland plate and put two and two together, they'd still be doing it.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you some of the tips that Dean talks about with an alarm installation on why your house won't get robbed if you have an alarm when we come back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Blowtorch of truth in the Garden State, and you guys are making it happen. We are adding listeners by the bucket load every week. If each one of you guys goes out and reaches one other person, like everybody else is doing, we'd have 500,000 people overnight, and 2 days later, we'd have the million that we need.
And this November and next November, we could clean all the bums out of
you
office.
You betcha. Because with that kind of clout, everybody sits up and takes notice.
You know, getting back to these 60 break-ins in 5 weeks, 6 weeks, those guys were good. You know, we always say criminals are not stupid. They're just lazy.
Right.
Now, they didn't get caught the first 60 times and previous robberies because they know what to look for. They made sure the houses weren't occupied so no one can call the police instantly.
Right.
They definitely look for signs of an alarm system or cameras, like Dean, you have external bell, right, for someone?
Sometimes we put those in.
Okay. What about stickers or something?
Stickers if the, you know, if the customer wants it. I'm not a real big...
He's not a real big supporter of stickers.
Correct.
Sticker or sign kind of guy.
He likes the element of surprise.
I like the element of surprise.
I agree with that. But you don't think these shitbags are watching? They're
damn
looking
right
at houses.
Yep.
They're
yeah,
making sure they see dad leave, and then yep, they see mom with the kids leave, and then they hit the house.
Right.
It's our job. I don't like when my house, when everybody leaves and there's no cars in the driveway.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to have at least one car in the driveway all the time.
I keep an old car in the driveway.
An old pickup truck?
Yep, my pickup truck.
That's good to have.
It is.
But I'll tell you, Dean, what else can people do other than calling you up and getting cameras and alarm system like Sandy and I have done with you and so many of our listeners? What else can you recommend?
You have to make your house look like it's occupied all the time, okay? Again, a car in the driveway is great, but when you're gone and the car's not there, that's not a good thing either.
Right.
Move to where you park your car. Sometimes you don't have that luxury, but if you do, park it in a different spot. Definitely keep the outside lights on at night. That's a big thing. Timers on the inside lights.
Yeah, a lot of people shut their outside lights off at like midnight or something like that. What?
Yeah, they're saving electricity.
Yeah,
I told you, my neighbor three doors away, he said, my house looks like a solar flare.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's really great. Tough shit.
Yeah, me too.
Tough shit.
I live right down the street from the airport, and I keep thinking that a helicopter is going to land in my backyard.
That's good.
House was broken into, the cops are like, you're the guy with the lights. I'm like, yeah.
Dean,
and got broken into.
How many people do you talk to that have alarms and don't even set them?
A lot.
Unfortunately, it's a lot.
So dumb.
Yeah. How sad is that?
It's so dumb.
You know, it's just they're creatures of habit. I don't know what it is. Maybe because the kids set stuff off and right away they don't.
No, it's laziness, apathy. It's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to the next door neighbor.
Yeah,
all right. Until it happens to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we thank Dean for coming on?
Hey, Dean, thanks for stopping in, man.
Thanks for dragging me in here.
PrismaElectronics.com. Dean, please. He's licensed and insured. You want to talk to Dean.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
We rise to our best for fellow man and stars.
Still the fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony. 53, 54, 55.
I don't even know anymore. We're 54.
54 weeks.
You know, Dean had to leave. He had to go install an alarm in Belleville for a Gun for Hire radio listener.
Nice.
And while he was leaving, breaking news came out. The 2 shitbags that they caught in Wayne that broke into 60 houses, the other guys are at large. The news came out how they broke in, and I wish Dean was here to discuss this, but husband and wife sleeping in their bedroom, no alarm system.
Nice.
No lights on outside in their house, no lights on inside in their house. They heard a knock on a door, so they weren't expecting anybody, so they didn't answer.
How many times have you talked about this?
So the next thing they heard was a loud bang, and the husband walked downstairs, and someone was in his kitchen.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
That's great.
So the guy ran out, and the police happened to be following the car because it had Maryland plates on it, and it gave chase. So this husband and wife were very lucky that the police got into the scene when they did. But people, we talk about this all the time. If somebody knocks, you have to acknowledge.
Right, right.
Exterior lights.
Just don't hide and hope they'll go away.
Listen, if they had an alarm system from Dean, they could have pressed the panic button in the bedroom.
Right, exactly.
The lights would have went on. The alarm would have went off. If they had their keys to their car in the bedroom, they could hit the panic alarms on their cars, which would have scared the shit out of shitbags outside. Come on, people. Everybody's got to wake up now.
Which you've said so many times. You keep the keys inside the bedroom with you. You keep your cell phone inside the bedroom with you.
No, people don't want to learn. No. I mean, look in Fairhaven. A business was robbed at gunpoint. Right?
Yeah, right.
Guy with a gym bag. He went to the scene and he fled the scene. At gunpoint, he took jewelry and watches from this poor bastard's business, got in his car. The police can't even decide what kind of car it was from the descriptions from the people and everything. It's the same shit over and over again.
Over.
No one is really prepared for this. I mean, what about the woman in Ewing Township, Sandy?
Right.
She was outside police headquarters. You know, there was a rivalry or a lover's triangle, but, you know, there's more breaking news to this.
Yeah.
One of the guys beating her up, the father's a sergeant in Trenton Police Department.
Ooh, surprise, surprise.
This woman, they broke her eye socket.
Oh, yeah. They 49-year-old,
but no one saw anything.
They really beat
her.
She
got beat up.
And she was with her kid, and the kid is frightened now to even go to school.
The first thing the kid did, the 9-year-old son, the first thing she said when she came to in the police department, she doesn't remember getting knocked out, she said, "Where's my son?" Luckily, they didn't do anything to her son.
Yeah.
She drove to the police department to file a report. They followed her. And what happened was they beat her ass right on the steps of the police station. Come on. Nobody saw it.
Exactly.
There's no cameras.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
Listen,
ladies and gentlemen, we're all on our own. You need to wake up. Later on, we're going to talk about some legislative shit that's going on in New Jersey. People, pass this show around. Burn it on a CD like Arlen Bell does.
Yeah.
MP3s. Email it to people.
Email
Everybody's
going to
start waking
Absolutely.
Up. All right? Again, big gulps and grape-flavored cigars ain't cutting it anymore.
That's right. The only way these legislators are going to listen to us is if we start getting tremendous amounts of power. The only way to do that is to get your gunny friends and your non-gunny friends listening to the show. They'll learn something. They'll be edumacated, as you say, and they'll at least be knowledgeable about what's going on in the state. We're the only source of news of what's really happening here in New Jersey.
Listen, we're shot, and people don't want to realize it.
Yeah.
You know, our country is in a downward spiral. You know, here's a perfect one. This is off topic, but I posted this on the Gun for Hire Facebook page. There's an elderly woman in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, that has three small American flags on the balcony of her condo. And these low-life scum condo association managers and people are evicting her because she won't take them down.
Unbelievable. They said she could hang a flag off the back of a chair and put it up near her balcony. But she's got these tiny little flags that sit on the balcony because it's public housing.
This is directly reflective of what direction we're moving into this country.
The nanny
state. Political correctness, my ass.
Yes.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air. and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
$550 rapes and 1,100 murders a day are prevented simply by showing a gun, Anthony.
Not in New Jersey.
Not in New Jersey. We're not allowed to show guns. We go to jail.
If you carjack a car or need to get rid of a car, drop it off at Newark International Airport and then go to VistaParking.com and you can drive your car out. VistaParking.com. If you're flying in and out of Newark Liberty Airport, it is the safest and best way to store your car. Who can trust the airport people? They all steal and they rob and they kill people and steal their identities. So why would we leave our cars with them? VistaParking.com. Do not forget to thank Tom. Here's a more local news for you, Sandy. In Teaneck, three people went into a restaurant. They robbed the guy. He didn't have enough money, so they kidnapped him, too.
It's great, I know.
Okay? We're allowed to do this. They ended up getting locked up because they're not the brightest knives in the drawer, but, you know, here you go now. Yep. Three guys walk into your restaurant. What are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
If they put a gun to your face, you're going to give them whatever
You want. Help
want.
Them carry
okay?
stuff out.
This is bullshit. All right. Listen, restaurant and business owners, you can carry a gun on your own property, even if you rent.
Right.
So start packing. We need law-abiding citizens to start shooting shitbags legally so we can send a message, because our legislators ain't going
to
protect
us. They're not there
to help
us.
And there is not enough cops around to protect us when you get beat up right on the steps of the Trenton Police Department. And nobody knows. Are you kidding? Anyway.
What's that old saying, Anthony? The cops arrive just in time to draw a chalk line.
Oh, my God. You know, and then look at this. We can't even protect ourselves. Now, I don't know what happened here, but a kid got pulled over. Jersey City kid got pulled over in Bayonne, and he got charged by having a can of mace that was over 3/4 of an ounce.
That's ridiculous.
Okay?
This
he
is
wasn't
ridiculous.
Doing anything wrong, and they charged him a criminal charge for unlawful possession of a weapon. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Unlawful possession. Now, if he had that mace with criminal intent, or he sprayed it on somebody to rob him, then they should put him in jail and throw away the proverbial key, right?
Absolutely.
But he got pulled over for a traffic violation.
Yeah, it was a traffic and insurance thing.
Correct.
Or
and he ends up getting locked up for a criminal charge for having a can of mace over 3/4 of an ounce. I heard already, insider, he didn't have a 67-ounce can of mace. He had like a 2-ounce thing. So,
and people don't know.
No, they don't. They really don't understand. So,
and he had it right out in the console of his car. Which, driving through Jersey City, you need something.
Exactly. I would be anyway. Anyway,
hear that,
anyway.
Mayor?
How about this one, Sandy? How about in Trenton? We had a home invasion. Now, the news is calling it a home invasion. NJ.com,
yeah.
Even though there's no statute.
There's
for
no
it,
statute.
All right.
For that.
They left one man assaulted, and both him and a female friend robbed of cash, cell phone, and car keys, okay? They broke into their apartment at 11:55 at night, which is almost midnight, okay? And what happened was, you know, the suspect struck the man on the back of the head, knocked him to the ground. As he fell, the man could see the robbers had a handgun.
Yeah, they all had guns.
Yep. Then they went into the woman's house, and they took $270 in cash, a wallet, a phone, and some keys and stuff. I mean, this is the way we live now.
Yeah.
Okay?
But the legislators in Trenton are more worried about toy guns, which we're going to get to pretty soon.
Oh, my God. BB guns and
BB
toy guns.
BB guns and airsoft guns. We're going to ban those, too, now.
I just found out from Sandy today that he edits half of my shit out on this show, by the way.
We do not.
Because I threaten people and stuff. So, anyway.
Well, you know,
and now for something
some standards
completely different, because we can't have any weapons in New Jersey. Someone took it upon themselves in Hoboken. This guy went on a road rage, and he used a screwdriver.
A screwdriver. Are we going to ban tool? See, there goes your tool belt theory.
My tool belt. This guy got out with a screwdriver and stabbed somebody else. You know, road rages. Don't get out on a road rage, people.
Yeah,
if anything happens with
Let
a road rage, just
go.
Wave to the person like you Let made a mistake, even go. If you didn't. You got to eat a little humble pie sometimes, but you want to go home safe to your family.
Right.
You don't want to end up dead. Let's face it.
Exactly. And in this state, you really could.
You'll end up dead. But he stabbed him with a screwdriver, and I don't know, is that legal?
Yeah, probably, if it was under 4 inches, I think. Assault with a deadly tool. Was it a Phillips head screwdriver or was it a slotted head screwdriver?
It didn't say.
Oh, well, then that makes all the world of a difference. We have to ask Knappen about that.
You know, we have a bunch of New York Giants building ARs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I got these huge bears in here building bears with Jimmy the Bear. It spread like wildfire. I guess we gave a few of them private lessons and a few more private lessons. So the other day I came in here, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", 300 pounds. I never had to look up to so many people. And I don't follow sports, but holy shit. They're big.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
So in the kingdom of Bloomberg, you can't walk the streets with a nail clipper, I guess, huh?
You know, 19-year-old Clayton Baltzer was visiting from Ohio. He's a Christian ministry student who volunteers all his time to work with children groups, and a police officer noticed a knife clip to his pants that had a 1-inch blade.
And he was arrested.
Well, they had to bring different cops in, and Doug Ritter from Knife Rights talked about this.
Yeah, Doug
they had to bring a few cops in until a cop could get it to open with gravity throw.
Yeah,
and then they said it was a gravity knife, and they locked his ass up
and
for
it. And the cop who they finally got, the kid said, was built like a brick shit house.
Correct.
So he could just finally flick the thing open.
The kid got a $125 fine and community service. Okay?
Unbelievable.
And this is
sugary drinks, not enough.
Yeah, this is a pattern in New York with their, you know, zero tolerance stop and frisk thing. And there's a lot of lawsuits going on right now, and Bloomberg's trying to squash them all. But, you know, they stop and frisk anybody they want.
Yeah,
in
they
New
do.
York.
They and, really stop. If they and they don't even have to have probable cause. It's just a stop and frisk thing.
But this kid, 19 years old, is like the quintessential volunteer.
I know. Okay? You see the picture of this kid?
And,
this kid. I mean, come on. Seriously?
But you know what? This is what our priorities are, is they're worried about a 1-inch pocket knife in a kid who's a ministry student. Meanwhile, the gangbanger's probably walking around with a 10-inch machete sticking out of his pocket. But you know what?
Nine.
The cop would be afraid to pull him over, ask him something, because the kid will give him a hard time.
Right.
Instead, they pick on the little kid. you know, that looks like he's going to cower or something.
Because it runs the numbers up, and that's all they really care about at the NYPD.
Yeah, it runs the numbers up for King Mike,
yeah,
right?
Right. So it looks like somebody's doing something instead of sitting back at the donut shop.
So what? I heard there's going to be a big thing going on June 16th throughout the whole country, huh? The Reverend
Jesse Jackson. He's going to shut down all the gun shows.
Yep, him and his 16 followers.
Yeah. and the bus.
And the
when
bus.
When they rent all these people, give them all little bag sack lunches, and then they take them to picket something.
June 16th, they're going to walk on a march on all the gun stores and demand that they be closed down.
Oh, yeah,
because it's the guns, just like we should walk and demand on all the automotive shops to stop selling cars so we could end drunk driving.
Right, exactly.
You effing moron, okay?
We say it over and over and over again. If you continue to focus on the thing, the problem gets worse because you never really address the problem.
Nope, we've demonized the tool, as Scott Bach will say numerous times. We've got a report about Scott Bach and Frank Fiammingo soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Yes. We'll be right back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Well, apparently, water pistols and BB guns and airsoft guns are maybe off the list in this ridiculous new piece of legislation that the state assembly snuck in before we were able to air it.
Bob Barish from New Jersey Second Amendment Society thinks their timing was to circumvent us releasing it on the radio like we did with the ammo ban January 30th.
And we crushed them then. And actually, look at exactly what happened. They snuck it out last Thursday under the radar. Yet again.
It came up Thursday at 2 o'clock for vote, and Scott Bach was there, and Frank Fiammingo was there from the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Scott Bach from ANJRPC, and they basically found out that the sponsor, Stender, her name is, from Middlesex County.
Yeah.
She didn't even know what she was signing on. A prosecutor gave it to her and told her to sign it.
Surprise, right? Another Loretta Weinberg.
Correct. But A1216, Scott said the vote went along party line with the Democrats voting for and the Republicans voting against. And, the next thing it would need a co-sponsor, which it doesn't have, and it would need a companion Senate bill, which it doesn't have. Scott said we created a lot of chaos in Trenton, even from Gun for Hire Radio, ANJRPC, blast email, NJ2AS blast email. So we are making changes. He said the caucus, while he was speaking, went and sidebar talked a few times to Democrats because I think they're under a lot of pressure because they're not used to this shit.
We need to keep the pressure up.
Correct. They're not used to us, responding. They're used to us just rolling over people. So I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think you should really start passing our radio show on to non-gun people who believe in the Constitution and believe in their rights.
Right.
Because this is, this is really what we need to do. We need to have calls to action like this so we could spank our legislators and we can let them realize, well, wait a minute. The people that voted me in, they're like, really, they're trying to
they
decide what we need to
do.
Do
what I want time to do.
I mean, here's this is going on right now. No one knew this was coming up for vote.
Right.
You know, no one knew she exactly was introducing right. this bill. Everything is done behind
a
curtain.
We found that about it Wednesday night.
That it was going up for vote Thursday morning. I mean, they're tricky that way.
Yes, of course.
They want to they all have their own personal agendas. And us as Americans, we need to wake up. You know, I went to vote in the primary last week. They're not allowed to ask for ID.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, the
I took my driver's license out. The girl said, "You don't need it." I don't need it. The Democrats made sure I don't need it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I could have went back in and voted for all my neighbors.
Yes, you're absolutely well. Which they do. That's what happened in the last Obama election. Listen, we're linking to a website through Gun for Hire Radio website. You can click on it and find out if you're registered. We got some really startling news the beginning of the week. A survey was done, and they found out that 30% of people who call themselves conservatives, you know, the loudmouth that goes on and on and on and on about how bad Obama is, how bad Bloomberg is, they are not registered to vote. Now, here's the startling part is 14% of the people in the United States who believe that they are registered to vote are in fact not legally registered.
I checked that site. I'm registered.
Isn't it cool?
Yes.
What we want everybody to do is go to Gun for Hire Radio, follow the link that's on the homepage. It'll take you to
There's
a
banner.
Site. Yep. And you can actually put in your name and see if you are in fact registered. And then you can put in all your contact names. Go through your Facebook contacts. Go through your regular contacts. Put in the people that you know who are on our side. And see if they're registered. If they're not registered, you can actually click over, send them an email that reminds them to get registered and sends them the form to get registered so they can actually register right then and there.
Everyone needs to get their people into this. Everyone.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody
needs to find out if they're registered and get their asses registered.
This. If we lose in November, we lose for our generation. End of statement. And if you've got kids and you want those kids to live under tyranny, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Listen,
if this
the other side is so savvy, okay? The other side is so
incredibly
savvy. I registered for Rock to Vote. I got a text Tuesday morning reminding me to vote in the primaries.
Nice.
Okay, from the Dems.
Nice.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, I didn't get shit from the Republicans.
Yeah.
You know why, in defense of the Republicans? They're all working.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
although in this state, the Republicans and Democrats are one and the same.
There is no differentiation. But, you know, this A1216 bill, it was going to change from a third degree to a second degree crime. Where, for you non Jerseyans, listen to this. This is what would happen in New Jersey. If I went to pick up my 17 year old from school and had an airsoft gun in a car, I'm looking at 10 years in prison.
Isn't that great?
Okay. You all going to be laughing your asses off.
It did not even exempt you because you have a carry permit. You're one of the 1,900 people in the state of New Jersey.
There's no exemption.
With a population of 9 million who has a carry permit. But that would not exempt you from being jailed for the... It even included water pistols.
Water pistols, airsoft guns.
Lookalikes, guns.
Anything that, even if it's inoperable.
Yes.
Like, you would now, no one would be able to go to school like show and tell to show a muzzle loader from like the colonial days.
Well, there was a guy you would mention. What was his name?
Pete Heffron.
Pete
He does that. He goes to schools and he presents. He wears the buckskins and he shows the kids how muzzle loaders work.
No
he would
more,
not
Pete.
Be allowed to do that anymore. This is how ignorant and asinine our ridiculous. Legislators are.
Right.
Okay.
But we keep electing them back in because all the gun owners in this state are closet gun owners, and very few of us are getting pissed off enough to do something about it. The legislatures, especially the Democrats in this state, the legislature is totally controlled by anti-gun Democrats, and they know that we're not saying anything.
Correct.
So they know they can ride roughshod over us like they did last Wednesday and Thursday.
They walk all over us. But now, like Scott said, there was chaos. Frank said we did good. Right away, they wanted to remove the BB gun and airsoft from the bill. But the bill needs to die
the
a
bill
fast
does
death.
Need, absolutely.
Our legislators need to become educated.
And
They're
that's
so
why
ignorant.
They released it when they did, because they knew we couldn't get a show
they,
out.
Yep, they snuck it out on us, the bastards.
And because of the last time we melted the damn phone lines.
They asked Lautenberg his opinion on it, and he went, "What?" They asked Menendez his opinion on it. He said, "No comprende, compañía."
Well, when we come back, we'll talk about our favorite mayor from West New York who was in the Cuban Day Parade right
getting
after
cheers.
Being arraigned.
Fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills, when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the Shitbaggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own Shitbaggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
We should have had Bach and Fiammingo bring the Shitbaggerator to Trenton to do a demo.
Yeah, we
in front
should
of the
have.
State
have.
House.
Wouldn't that have been great? This will solve your problem.
Yeah, right. No, they'll just pass a new law.
Yeah, right. Another law.
You know what? What about Felix Roque? Yes. I can't do it like you. Felix Roque, he goes to a Cuban Day Parade and he gets cheers and everything from the people because they don't give a shit that he's a felon.
They just don't care.
I got an email from a guy, Bobby. This is great. This is the first time ever Gun for Hire Radio is getting something for free, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, it's Bobby the Cigar Man, the one sitting in the back of your recent range safety officer class that I attended. I was the one who was chewing the grape-flavored cigars. I'm sure I do not need to get into how I stand on that topic. Okay? He said, anyway, I just want you to know that listening to you and Sandy is part of my daily routine and that what you guys are doing is fantastic. I even have some of my coworkers hooked. Thank you, Bobby. That's what we want you to do.
That's what we need,
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
And him and his co-workers are a big fan of the Shitbaggerator, by the way. Okay? He says, it's about time New Jersey has a couple of guys who tell it like it is and help educate not only gun owners, but others who are willing to just stop and listen. Okay? He says, we as gun owners are not the bad guys. We are just trying to educate and make the state a better and safer place to live. Okay? Which is great. But he told me that his wife and daughter work the second shift at the IHOP in Hasbrook Heights. And anytime we stop in, if we mention him, we get free pancakes.
Oh, sweet. Let's go every night.
Our first perk. And the first joint we're going to get thrown tonight. Out of.
Exactly. You know, maybe we should, another one.
Maybe, Corey, you think we should do the radio show from the IHOP?
I think so.
Tommy Titansky? What do you think? They got bacon. Elber?
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
I got one more for you. This guy's name is Brian. B-R-Y-A-N. Anthony. The broadcast rocks. My only negative is that you only do 1 hour long and once a week. Start writing some checks, Brian. And Sandy's laugh bothers him.
Oh,
it's
good.
That cackle.
I like it.
He wants us to make the show 2 hours long.
I can't laugh anymore.
He wants to know how someone can become aware of current acts of burglaries in their own neighborhood or town. Is there a website? No, Brian. They don't want us to know that.
There is a place called spotcrime.com. It's not great. But
it's not updated. I talked to Mac about it. A lot of stuff is left out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's intentionally left out.
Okay. Intentionally left out. Your elected officials and the people that you pay in your town don't want you to know what's going
on. That's right.
Brian, you had a bunch of other questions. When we do our radio show from South Jersey Shooting Club Bangers with Evan Knappen on June 29th,
Evan Knappen's going to be there.
I'm going to have Knappen answer all of those questions. But both of you guys, thank you for your support.
Yes.
You know, you want to talk about all of these break-ins that are going on. And I'm just thinking about a good education topic. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but... You know, this husband and wife that were in their bedroom with the lights off, you think they had a safe room in their house? No.
I don't think so.
All their bedroom needs is a solid core door and a deadbolt lock with
their cell phone
upstairs, and they got a safe room.
Yep.
Of course, I would add a few things that could explode, but that's just me.
And you have a moat outside your bedroom.
But you could create safe rooms on every level of your house with solid core doors. We've talked about this a million times. Preferably, the room has an egress window that you can get out to or contact the police or whatever, but your cell phone needs to be with you, a flashlight, a solid core door with a deadbolt is in effect a safe room. If you have young kids, make their rooms safe rooms with solid core doors, put the deadbolts up high so they can't lock you out and break your balls or anything. You know what I mean?
Because they will.
Yeah, they will. You know, they'll lock themselves in when you can't get them and you want to kill them.
Come out now.
You know, but this way, if you had to, your kids are sleeping. Like in that situation, the husband should have had a gun and would have went to the top of the stairs while his wife retreated in the kids' room and locked the deadbolt.
Right.
Okay? He heard a noise. He went walking downstairs, probably with his pee-pee in his hand, and there's a guy standing in his kitchen. He's fortunate that the cops pulled up on the scene.
Absolutely fortunate.
We teach in our home defense classes, in our Sims classes, our force-on-force, we teach a lot about safe rooms. NRA refused to be a victim. We talk about safe rooms.
And about family drills, too, right?
You got to have family drills. Yeah. Every daylight savings time, I change batteries into smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. I check the fire extinguishers, and in my house we have an emergency fire drill and we have an emergency drill. Okay, we have it down pat and we practice it over and over again. Here's a perfect example of what not to do. Hear noises, don't answer.
Right.
Hear a thud and go looking to see what it is. What's this, scary movie?
Yeah.
This is real life. You walk downstairs, you get killed. You have a wife and kids that you have to worry about. And the rest of your life, you think a shitbag cares? Your life is worth nothing to them.
Right. Especially now since they're coming in armed. This is the new thing in New Jersey. Detective Max talking about it all the time. The gang members are now robbing houses.
Correct.
And they're getting these kids who want to make their bones. In order to make their bones into the gang, they got to do a random killing. So why not do a twofer?
Correct. I would had a spare front door key attached to a light stick. When the cops
pulled
up my house, I would have thrown it out the window and let the cops let themselves in. As big and bad as Anthony thinks he is, I'd rather the cops walk through my house and clear my house.
With the dog.
My Winston. Oh, no, with their dog.
Their dog,
But you guys, listen to me. Pass this on. You have to wake people up. We have to mobilize. We have to start getting angry. Our elected officials are worried about bogus stuff. They're worried about passing laws for laws we have already.
Right.
They're worried. They don't have a clue. This Stender didn't have a clue, the legislation she was trying to pass, when all she had to do was Google it or Wikipedia it, and she would have found out. If she passed it through a few law enforcement officers, they would have said, why are you trying to pass something that's on the books already?
Right.
Why are you trying to pass something that there's no crimes with criminal intent being committed now for anyway?
Yeah.
Let's worry about real shit.
Yeah, real revolving door.
No,
Stop focusing in on the tool.
Yeah. No, that's what it is all the time. And the non-criminal intent stuff is what pisses me off the most.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
right.
what I mean? Innocent bystander. Exactly.
Innocent bystander. You've got a super soaker in the trunk of your car, drive up to pick up your kid, and you can now go to jail.
New Jersey is backwards. Backwards crazy. There's no way around it. I would say that if you put all our legislators together and added up their IQs and divided it by the amount of them, it wouldn't even be room temperature.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, I'm serious. You don't have to be intelligent to get elected, right?
You're right. No, yeah, there's no, unfortunately, there's no test for that.
No. But we just keep voting them in. We just keep voting them in over and over again. They don't leave, and we get who gets the shaft all the time?
Right.
Us. Our system is absolutely broke. Our legal system. You know, these criminals that are coming in out of state now. You know, Corey reported out of state plates down in Oceanport and stuff. Why not? I would leave Delaware and rob in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Especially when they're coming across from Pennsylvania, they're coming from New York, they're coming from Delaware. This is the perfect time. I live in a resort area. Our crime goes from somebody knocked over a garbage can during the wintertime to armed robbery at the 7-Eleven on Memorial Day. And it continues like that throughout the entire summer. And it's done like that because people come from everywhere to go to the Jersey Shore.
Sandy, it never seems to end, does it?
No, it never does. And we need to make it end, Ann. We've got to get everybody together, and you guys are doing it. You're getting other people to listen to the show. We've got them on the run. We've got to keep them on the run. So go to the website right now. Check that you're registered to vote, and check that everybody else on your contact list is registered. If not, get them registered to vote. You can't vote unless you're
not
registered.
Enough. Wake up, people.
So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy, Ant?
Oh, you got me all riled up. June 16th. I don't even know. Oh, Second Steps Pistol. June 17th, Urban Pistol 1, Urban Pistol 2 in Cedar Grove. June 23rd, Urban Pistol 1 and Urban Pistol 2 in Winslow at the South Jersey Shooting Club. On the 21st of this month in Belleville, Be Prepared Personal Awareness Seminar, 7 at night till 9 at night. Do not miss this, okay? If you've taken our Executive Protection class, EP2 is June 28th. On June 29th, Knappen book signing event with Gun for Hire Radio at Bangers and South Jersey Shooting Club. Please come out and show your support.
Yeah. We want to meet you.
We have the Build-A-Bear, Build an AR, anywhere, anytime. We have NRA Dinner, October 13th at the Rosewood in Edison. First time I ever said that right, by the way. And I want to welcome our newest Gun for Hire Radio sponsor.
Yeah,
who is it?
New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
They're writing a check. Thank them, everybody. Join the NJ2AS.
It is an important thing for us to band together as gun owners, and we need to have numbers. It's $35 or something like that a year. It's a box of ammo, man.
Don't use that analogy.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Okay. It costs less than a back waxing.
Oh, dude, that just burned itself into my brain.
Join the NJ2AS. It costs less than a back waxing.
That should be their new slogan. Let's tell Frank.
He's not going to be happy. Keep fighting, guys. I have no idea why we live here. I have really no idea anymore.
Well, you did it again.
You wasted
another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
I'll get shit
Gun for
that.
Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host Anthony Calandro and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. Please get registered. Join the NJ2AS. Let's band together and crush this thing. My home.